that came in to be able to do that. And it's been a tremendously devastating storm. We're going to be a long time recovering. The initial part is about getting people's lives right side up, saving lives and that sort of thing. And then the recovery is going to be, you know, it's going to go on for quite some time. And so we know that you're here with us today, but you're going to be with us for the long haul as well. I did want to point out that the immediate impacts of the storm, there were, you know, we were up to 9 confirmed deaths related to the storm, but there were 2. And so we, very tragic anytime you lose life, but oh, you know, largely that was a big success story. Secondly, the investments that the federal government made in the levee system around New Orleans were just so helpful. There wasn't a levee anywhere in Louisiana, state or federal, that failed. We had a few of the minor levees that overtopped, and if your home got water because of that, it's not minor, it's serious. But we're talking about very low numbers compared to what would have happened. So investing in infrastructure, in resiliency, and making sure that we do things better and smarter, it does pay off, because this would be a much more expensive storm to recover from had we not already made those investments. And so we welcome you. We thank you for being here.
Can I say one thing, please?
Well, hell, you know, once you represent a district, you never stop representing it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But, you know, one of the things I hope you keep an eye on is, I mean, everybody to keep an eye on, is that, you know, I got kind of, not beat up, but I criticized for my talking when I was running for office, we got to build back better. Things are changing so drastically in terms of the environment. We've already crossed certain thresholds. We can't build back a road, a highway, a bridge, or anything to what it was before. I mean, you've got to build back to what it is now, what's needed now. And I know the head of the energy companies understand this really well. We have a significant piece of legislation, both the infrastructure bill and a budget thing, a reconciliation bill, that calls for significant investment in being able to deal with what is about to come. In other words, for example, when you guys are putting back up those high-tension wires again, and that's working, you're not going to put up the same exact system. You got it's going to have to build a better, and it's resiliency. And so I just want you all focusing on it, and as you take a look, and I'm going to presume to send you copies of this stuff, take a look and see if what we're suggesting makes enough sense to you. Not whether it's enough money or not, or too much. It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense? For example, coming in, seeing all the poles down. Well, you know, I mean, when we build back better, I mean, you know, we know if it's underground, it costs a hell of a lot more money, but guess what? It saves a hell of a lot more money long term. We know that the kind of stuff that goes across, even you saw the high tension stuff going down across the Mississippi, like it did once in the Delaware River, which is a hell of a lot wider than the Mississippi River. It's, you know, and so we have to, it seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents if when we build back, we build it back in a better way. And it will create, and I realize I'm selling as I'm talking too, but it'll create really significant good paying jobs, not $15 an hour jobs, but jobs of prevailing wage, and it generates economic growth. But I just hope we don't go about deciding, just like, and you and I talked a lot about it, the levee system and the one that federal government, that's the only one I'm fully familiar with. I mean, that was a lot of money, but think how much money it saved, and how many lives it saved. So I hope you think about that. And just, so when you hear the word resiliency, I know the energy guys know this, it's about making the systems from our transmission of energy straight through to the highways we're building and the bridges resilient to the change in that we're seeing happening. I'm sorry, I won't interrupt like that again, but I just hope you take a look at it. And tell me if we need more or less, too. That's right.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I think with that, it's a great way to segue to our FEMA Administrator, Deanne Chrysler.
Thank you, Cedric. Mr. President, Governor, I'm
So far, you know, in addition to some of the numbers that you mentioned, we have about 1,200 responders from the federal family on the ground, and that doesn't include those that are back at our National Response Coordination Center as well as our Regional Response Coordination Center, representing 22 different federal government agencies. We have right now 197 ambulances that have been actively engaged in trying to help with managing your support for the healthcare system. We also have 12 mobile communication units. Comms have been down, and so we've sent them into the parishes to help increase some of the communications until the cell towers could come back up. I'd also like to mention that we did just turn on the transitional sheltering assistance program. The governor asked for that, I think, yesterday, maybe the day before, which means now individuals that are displaced can stay in a hotel for a short term while we're looking at what their long-term lodging situations. And so if they haven't registered, if the people in your communities have not registered yet, they should register for assistance. Those that have registered, we will reach out to them automatically. And we've also turned on the Blue Roof program. We saw some of the Blue Roofs as we flew in today, and so those have damages to their roofs, they can go to blueroof.us.
Let's make it clear, the governor's afraid of that guy. That's why he insisted.
So we'll have that available to help with some of those temporary roofing repairs. And then the last thing I'll just quickly mention is we know that responder lodging is a concern. I've heard that from you, Governor, as well as some of your staff. We are moving responder lodging into the areas. We have 200 beds that are already set up here in New Orleans, or in New Orleans at the airport. We have 300 more en route to Morgan City. And we have 300 en route to Belle Chasse. And then we're also looking at bringing in a cruise ship to help support responders. And this isn't just for our federal responders. This will be for your first responders as well. And so we're actively pursuing additional lodging to help support those that really need to be able to stay close and support your communities. And this is just the beginning. We're going to be here until your recovery is
over. Not going away.
Mr. President, before I recognize our host, parish host, as we looked at those blue roofs, and I think this is important, especially for the country to know, that as our federal program gets up and running, we provided blue roofs. But a lot of those roofs are because the people of Louisiana decided to get on their roof, put up a tarp, mitigate their damage, and start that recovery process immediately. So the fact that you were able to get those tarps out to parishes so people could pick them up and start their recovery was important. And looking at the vast number, it was just incredible and gives me a sense of Louisiana pride to just show that when we get knocked down, we get right back up. And with that, I'll recognize.
Can I make one other point? One of the things that, again, about resilience, you're going to get the funding to build back those roofs, but not the same roof. A roof that is more resistant to higher winds, more resistant to hurricanes. So it's not just building back to what the roof was before, to build it back better. That's kind of what I mean. That's a classic example of what I'm talking about, resilience, of changing the nature of it.
So, Mr. President, with that, I'll recognize the parish president for St. John Parish, Jacqueline Hotor.
Thank you, Cedric. Mr. President, Governor, FEMA, and all of our partners, thank you for all of the hard work that was done in preparation for Hurricane Ida. And thank you for the response so far on the ground and for continuing to ramp up those efforts. Mr. President, from your track record, I know you will be a great partner in our recovery. Thank you for your support and your continued support for the West Shore Lake Pontchartrain Levee Project. And thank you for calling out the insurance companies for distinguishing between mandatory and voluntary evacuations. Mr. President, our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance for those who can't return home and are forced to stay somewhere else during the recovery. And thank you.
Thank you.
You know, part of some of the dilemmas when we do meetings like this is who we're going to recognize and who we're going to recognize next. And Senate, now Congressman Carter represents.